Let's see. I've got to throw our milk out, a lot of it. And then we got some old churns and stuff, and we started churning butter. Well, we had a lot of butter, and we didn't have much refrigeration those days.
Right.
So we had to do the best we could with salt and stuff.
Yeah.
Put it down cellar, you know. And I remember one night in Hill, next door over here, some of the farmers got so mad. The manager of the Sheffield plant come out with a ball club next door over here. Him and two helpers, and they started socking the farmers around. One guy got shot.
I heard
Mr.
that.
Mr. Anderson.
Charlie Anderson. Yeah.
He got shot that night and wounded. And the next night, I think it was, they went back. And there was a bunch of farmers from DeCloister and Mr. Falls around here.
Right.
They got some dynamite. And they got the dynamite planted under the four sides of the old Sheffield plant. But they couldn't find no caps. So it never did blow up the factory that night. And us kids, I was pretty good at throwing stones.
Yeah.
And a neighbor kid and I, and our job to help the farmers was to knock out the street lights.
Okay.
So the police couldn't see the guys planting the dynamite. But it never went off, right, anyways.
So, how did the strikes work? They picketed the plants.
Oh, yeah.
And then what else? What else did they do?
Well, after a while, when it was really rolling high there at first, on toward the start of it, everybody went to Yorkton in the evening. And the Sheffield plant there was to see that and what was going on there. Of course, they were coming in then with about a few of them all hours of day and night.
Right.
And they couldn't just like going to fair down there, people around visiting. And there was one fellow there, just came to watch what was going on, and he got shot.
I read that today, yeah.
Actually, Charlie Anderson.
Right.
I've done it that night.
Oh, were you really?
Yeah, I didn't see him, didn't know, but they hired some, Sheffield hired some young fellows to kind of help protect the plant, because they thought they were going to try to feed us. And I guess some of them got a little bit more excited, and they had a 22 gun rifle there, and shot it up over, and it came down over Charlie Anderson.
So they must have had quite a crowd of farmers there.
Oh, yes. Right.
How many?
Why, Sheffield at that time had around 300 patrons. Believe it or not. A little over 300.
Huh.
And I don't know if Kansas City had probably, I don't know, 200, 250 by then.